Tonight is the eve of the feast of Christ the King, Saturday, November the 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are temporarily having the vigils on the site of the Vatican Pavilion, blessed by Pope Paul, formerly part of the New York World's Fair grounds in Flushing, Long Island.
On the left side of the sky, there's appearing a crescent, the sign of the crescent moon.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
The call of Our Lady, the sky is becoming blue. Our Lady now is coming forward. She's dressed in a white gown, but she has about her head a very dark covering. It's almost black. Our Lady says there will be an assassination of a very prominent figure. This assassination will set your country in great jeopardy, my child. Our Lady is now pointing up to our right side in the sky, and I can see the outline as though the sun was rising or daylight coming over St. Peter's in Rome. There is great confusion, my child, in the holy city of Rome. You must pray a constant vigilance for your pastors and hierarchy. It shall be bishop against bishop, cardinal against cardinal. Satan has set himself in their midst. My child, you must read carefully the photographs given in the past. Much has been given in secret to be revealed at this time. All who continue with perseverance in sending the message from heaven throughout the world will meet at this time with great opposition, all because the time is growing short, my child. The warning will soon come upon mankind. Do not be discouraged, my child. The reward for those who are not destined for the eternal kingdom of your God will be given to them upon earth, but many tears shall be shed when they come over the veil, for they cannot be given the keys to the kingdom. They have already received their reward, the reward of their evil doing and the destruction of souls that they have been responsible for. Many mitres are now being covered in darkness of spirit. They must awaken from their slumber. I have gone throughout your world, my child, shedding tears of great sorrow for many. bells are going fast into the abyss. Your country will receive a chastisement, my child. There shall be an eruption in a place that scientists will not have an account for. They will be unable to explain by natural means this eruption. Satan has many agents now in my son's churches throughout the world. He is working and escalating his evil, my child. Therefore, you must work with great haste to send out the message from heaven. Do not be concerned of your bodily discomfort, my child. The strength shall be given to you for your work. You must not question the ways of the Eternal Father. You will accept all without question, my child. Pray more and retire from your world. Before the coming of my son, my child, many martyrs will be among you. It is the will of the Father, the Eternal Father in heaven, that all must carry their crosses to gain the kingdom. Many abominations are being committed now in my son's houses throughout the world, my children. Punishment that will come to mankind. I do not come to bring fear to your hearts, but to admonish you as your mother to prepare for what is to come upon your world. Our Lady now is placing her hand before her eyes, the covering upon her head is very dark. I could call it almost a deep mourning black color. I am truly the mother of great sorrow. My child, will you not do great penance for my son and your brothers and sisters in your world? So many shall go into the abyss without fears and acts of mercy. There is a balance in every man's life. This balance can be evened, my child, and balanced by the prayers and acts of mercy of others. Do not be concerned, my child, of those who reject the message from heaven. You will speak once, and if not hastened, you will speak no more. But do not set yourself, my child, to judge. Many go forward in false obedience because they do not have the light to recognize evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Many do not, my child, understand the signs of their times. The days, the latter days are here, my children. You are living in the days of the apocalypse. The writings of St. John have been given to you for a reason. You must open your Bibles and read the directions carefully. They are words of prophecy given for a reason. The time is at hand. My child, you must retire and allow no one to enter your home who is unknown to you, no one who has not been tested. Do not be deceived, my child, by those who come as angels of light, but they are carriers of dark secrets. I want you, my child, to sit back now and read the photographs I am to give you, but you are not to reveal at this time the message you find. For your safety and the progression of your work, much now must remain in secret. You ask, my child, of the latter days. Yes, my child, many shall be taken from the world. Gathering, my child. There are many conferences now taking place to stop the good work. However, you will continue with perseverance and confidence, knowing that the eventual victory is with my son. It is the time of the great battle of the spirits. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. All who do not wear the sign of the cross, my child, shall be made known to you, and those who have carried their crosses through this battle. No evil shall ever be triumphant. The Eternal Father shall turn all evil to good. Pray a constant vigilance, my child. Do not become absorbed with worldly matters. We are not in a fortune-telling business, my child. Warn those who read the message from heaven that they must not become engrossed in the false science of astrology. It is a creation of Satan. Only the Eternal Father guides the lives of mankind. Man has a free will and can defy the Eternal Father, but then he is left upon his own to fight his way through the darkness. He will be divested of graces that will be necessary to bring him out of the darkness. You must warn our clergy, my child, that all of the modernism and humanism that pervades now their lives has been created by Satan. It is part of a plan, the diabolical plan of Satan, to destroy my son's church upon your earth. However, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the houses of your eternal Father in the Son and in the Holy Spirit. Sit back now, my child. It is urgent that you receive now the three photographs. The others are but a prelude to what I am to give you now. The voice of heaven. Michael is pointing up now. He's raising his right hand above his head like this. Oh, and Jesus is coming forward. Oh, it's very windy up there because Jesus' cloak is blowing, and he has a pair of brown sandals about on his feet. Now his hair is blowing. His hair is reddish brown. I notice it very much tonight because of the bright light. Oh, Jesus has, he's turning over to the left, and I can see his short beard. He has like a short beard. It's also a reddish brown color, like his hair. The light reflects upon him. I can't see Jesus' face. The light is so brilliant. Now Jesus is touching his lips. My child, in view of what is to happen to your country, what can I say to console those who shall receive the sword in their hearts? There will be a time of chastisement for mankind. The Eternal Father deems it necessary at this time to bring many back by force. My mother has traveled throughout your world preparing you for this time. All who have listened and gained by her counsel will have nothing to fear. All who have cast aside her direction and have given themselves to the world and the ways of the flesh will have much to fear. We have asked that all parents prepare their children's souls. Many have discarded this notice from heaven, and many shall weep bitter tears, but too late. I send to my clergy those whom I have given the grace to represent heaven upon earth this warning. You must now return to your traditional rights. You must restore my house from its crumbling exterior and rotting interior. You must rebuild what you seek to destroy now. Many who call themselves my chosen one have set themselves to destroy from within. Your actions have not gone by unnoticed by the Eternal Father. Error, deception, deceit, in the guise of sanctity and piousness, you are unmasked before the Eternal Father. You shall start little by little and repair the foundation, or you shall be within and destroy. I look upon all manner of abominations being committed in my house. Do you think you will go much longer without chastisement? Awaken from your slumber, my clergy. You deceive no one. For your errors and your greed and your giving yourselves to the flesh, succumbing to all of the creations of Satan, you gain nothing but an eternity in hell. The Eternal Father will chastise those he loves. Many shall die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. I repeat, you will hasten to make amends to the Eternal Father now. You will all go back and read the words of my mother given to you. All will come to pass. None shall escape judgment. All will be held accountable for their actions. All will be held accountable for their laxity in the formation of the souls of the young. All manner of novelty and experimentation must be removed from my church now. You have been given the rule. You have been given the way. Restore my house now, for a house in darkness where the band of death about it. The doors will close. Souls will be starved for the light. Blood shall flow in the streets. Death shall become commonplace. Is this what you want? The wages of sin is death. What will it gain you gain your whole world in treasures, but you cannot take them with you to your judgment. Your judgment is eternal forever. Now Jesus is going over on his right side. He's looking down. He also looks very sad. And now he is pointing with his left hand over to his left side. And Our Lady is coming forward now with Michael. They've come out from behind a very large dark cloud. Our Lady now doesn't have the black veil about her head. She has on a beautiful white veiling with a circlet of what appears to be stars, but almost a diamond crown-like circlet over her headpiece. Now Jesus is extending his left hand, and Our Lady is putting her right hand out, and he's bringing Our Lady forward. You see, my mother, your queen of heaven and your queen of earth. Better that a man has died in the womb of his mother than to disgrace and bring discredit to my mother. You who seek to take her from the hearts of the children by your actions and deceit shall not have but a short time for your deception. I shall come among you and scatter you to the four corners of your earth. I shall cleanse you in a manner that man has never experienced in the past, nor ever shall in the future. Now Jesus is pointing up over his head. And there's a tremendous a huge ball. It's turning very fast. It's a ball of fire. It's traveling at a great speed, and as it's going through the sky, it's shooting out all of these sparks of fire, and it's turning now over and going back up into the sky, and it's turning now from an orange to white. Oh, the heat. It's like burning. My child, you have seen what is to be. It has been given to you in photographs. The children of your world must be given this message. It is not one of fear, but of reality. Your world will be chastised with a baptism of fire. My child, you will continue to send the message of my mother throughout the world. Every man, woman, and child shall have the opportunity to prepare his soul. Time, my child, you shall not give a time to mankind. Yes, my child, you have been given all full knowledge in the past years. You will continue to send my mother's message throughout the world. Face fear and it will disappear, my child. I cannot promise you a life of comfort upon your earth, but you must look forward to your coming over the veil. Do not allow any human emotion or a love for another human being to keep you from your mission. The Eternal Father is your star, my child. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. Many are sorely needed now. Remember, my child, the two sad facts given to you by my mother. You must now pray until this happens, for it will bring great sorrow to many. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. Oh, the sky now is becoming very lighted. There's a huge cross. It extends across the whole sky. It's a beautiful cross. It's made of all light. And it's descending down upon the grounds. It's so bright, and I can feel the warmth of it. Oh, the cross, my child. Our Lady now is coming over on the right side, and she's extending her large rosary out with the crucifix, and she's now making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, as the Father blesses you in the Son and the Spirit. Continue with your mission. I will be with you even to the second coming of my Son. It will be a difficult year for all, but know, my children, that it has to be in the purging of mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry for banished children of Eve. To thee do we set up our sighs, mourning and weeping in the valley of tears. Turn them, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy the promises of Christ.
Continue with the rosary.